Blog Talk Radio.
Not yet. Alrighty, hello everybody. Welcome to Truthful Tuesdays. Right now I'm about to go on Facebook Live. If I can ever get there. Okay. And talk about our subject for today. Jameson should be calling in. Okay. Good thing. Waiting for him to call in so we can talk about. Hopefully everybody's Tuesday's going good, and the Grammys was yesterday, I believe, right?
Yeah.
It's a pretty interesting show. There he goes. I feel like Bow Wow at the Grammys right now. I felt like Bow Wow at the Grammys. How he kept trying to throw it to start the show and wasn't working.
You should be feeling like Kendrick Lamar right now, because that's what everybody's talking about.
Yeah, I know, but man, it was that shit was so fucking. His performance was dope. Not even gonna lie, it was off the chain. But I really liked the way the director did the cuts with the camera when they were on his face and the lights were flashing. Like, that shit was, to me, that took the cake. You know, that was like, man, this is awesome.
That's that photographer in you.
I was like, man, this looks just so, like, the way they cut that, I was like, man, this is incredible. It's an interesting time for TV, man, seriously.
Yep. It's an interesting time to be alive, man. Everything's changing, or so we say.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's changing, but it's the same. Let's be honest, if it was Eminem on there talking about how his culture and his race are trying to be demolished and held back, you know, the backlash would have been 10 times worse this morning.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. If it was Eminem doing that, I think, yeah, it would be pretty insane.
Any white artist did what Kendrick Lamar did last night, there would be major backlash this morning.
I feel like there's hold on one second. I'm doing this. Explain yourself. Sorry.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is this. Like, you know, I'm all for equality. I'm all about, you know, everybody getting a piece of the pie and everybody trying to capitalize in this world. Okay? I mean, that's what whatever your race, creed, color, religion, beliefs are. Hey, that's fine. But let's be honest. You know, Kendrick Lamar and any African-American that wants to go up on stage and tote about, you know, I mean, his whole, there was a segment on CNN tonight about how his quote about, you know, people are trying to hold back his culture, trying to demolish his culture, hold him back, and he's just playing the role of a happy monkey. I mean, come on, man. There's nothing in this world that says you can't coexist. I mean, we all know that there's a bit of prejudice and racism in any kind of industry. I mean, you know, you look at the Academy Awards and that hashtag that was going around not so long ago about Oscar isn't white, Oscar isn't black, I don't know, some shit like that. Everybody's trying to make...
I didn't even see that.
A name for Oh, yeah. This lady was calling for reform, saying how, I don't know, like 70% of the Academy is white. They don't even have to watch the movies. And if they don't even have to watch the movies, they can vote for whoever. So if they got, you know, four white people and a black person up for an Academy Award, they don't even have to look at the videos. They say, okay,
I feel,
you know.
I feel like the with the Grammys, I feel like a lot of Grammys are bought, you know?
The majority of all awards that have to do in this kind of industry are bought. But, you know,
okay,
the foundation...
We have a caller. Hold on 1 second, Jameson.
Let me see
who this is. All right, 4013, you're on the air with us.
What's up, guys? It's Mikey.
What up, Mikey?
What's
going
up, Mikey?
On?
What up, yeah. Almost forgot it's Tuesday.
How was your Valentine's,
bro? Can't forget
bro?
Tuesdays, man.
You know, it was eventful, I'll tell you that.
I bet, man. All right, hold on. I'm about to go live on Facebook right now. We're going to talk about... We got to get back to that topic later on, Jameson. That's the
we will.
Oh,
we
shit,
will.
Jameson.
Let's
don't get arrested, Jameson.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Jesus. But anyways, Yeah, so today we're going to talk about dating apps like Tinder and I don't know any other ones. Grindr. I don't know any other ones.
Cupid. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all Madison, those.
Madison. Yeah, not that I'm familiar with any of
them. We want to see if those actually work or if anybody's had success stories or if they had horror stories or anything they want to share. Give us a call at 215-383-5758 and tell us your story. We want to hear from you. I'm gonna talk basically about how I met my wife. So yeah, tune in and enjoy the show.
Definitely. And seriously, everybody out there, grab your balls and actually pick up the phone. I know you guys are kind of voyeuristic and stuff, but instead of just listening, why don't you give us a call? Share your horror stories because we all have had a horror dating story. And I know you guys are all freaks and have jumped on either chance. Let's be honest.
I'm going to wait to the end to talk about the success story that is me and my wife.
Oh, that's sweet.
So we'll wait until the end of the show to do that. I want to hear some Jameson stories because I'm pretty sure you had some ridiculous ones.
You know, I have, you know, but, you know, to me, I think it has to do with the whole social media aspect, not even just these dating apps, but I think even Facebook nowadays and Instagram are being used as dating apps. Let's be honest. I mean, how many times do we see girls posting stuff on there about unwanted dick pics and whatnot? Right? So, I mean, these guys are reaching out in one way or another. Okay?
Yeah. Now, it is horrible.
Statistically, they say about 35 to 40% of all relationships today start online in one form or another, whether it's a dating app, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram. 40% of the relationships start online. Okay? The other statistic is that more than 50% of the ones that start online break up. Okay? Now, it's, you know, 2016. Everybody in this world, we've all been bred now for instant gratification, right? I mean, we no longer meet people at work. We no longer go out and meet people at a restaurant or rarely get set up with friends of friends, okay? I mean, I think that us being creatures of instant gratification, we'd rather sit there, swipe left, swipe right, until we can go ahead and filter through the 75 matches that we had that afternoon. And being guys, let's be honest, guys, all you guys out there, you guys basically judge the women off of the look and how easy it looks like you'll be getting some that day. And then for the women, the dichotomy of the whole thing is that women will look and say, kind of like what we were talking about last week, I want a guy who's going to treat me like Ryan Gosling did the girl in The Notebook. So what do they look for? They look for the guy with the Photoshopped abs, the killer smile, and, you know, the perfect
set of
eyes.
And honestly, beards. Beards, man. There's a lot of women that like beards now.
Bearded tattooed guys. Yes. But here's the thing. Those guys aren't going to treat them right. You know, they're going to be the guys
There are some good apples in that bunch, I'm sure.
There are. Don't get me wrong. You know, here's the thing. I generalize a lot. And let's be honest. I mean, it's because of how society truly is. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
The
of course.
Guys out there
society
who are
in general is a generalization.
Of course. The guys who are on dating apps aren't looking for meaningful relationships most of the time. Okay? Especially the young ones. If, you know, you got a guy on there on Tinder who's 21 to 28, chances are, ladies, he's trying to bang. He's trying to bang you. He's trying to bang your mom. He's trying to bang your sister. He's trying to bang them all. Okay? Then you
bang,
got...
Bang, bang. Bang to bang.
It's all about banging. Bang to bang. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, my personal experience, have I been on these sites? Yeah, you know, I've dabbled in it once or twice, and I've met a couple of good apples, like you can say. But I think that the majority of the reason that they're so popular is because people are jaded in this world. And that's what it comes down to. The popularity of Plenty of Fish and Tinder and all these is that women no longer have to go out and sit through a date or a first date or a blind date with a guy who's going to be a total creep at the end of the night. Okay?
It's 100%. It's crazy. And you know what?
Yeah,
I think that it's making them a lot more angry towards anyone that tries to interact with them.
100%.
Like on a personal level. Like,
exactly.
It's like, yeah, sure, there's most guys out there who are like, oh, you know, they tell you certain things because they feel like that's like game, you know, like the whole telling women to smile thing. I totally get it. I understand they feel degraded by someone telling them to smile because a majority of the times it is because the guys think that, you know, a woman who's smiling is prettier. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's happening all the time. You know what I mean?
I agree. I think, honestly,
there are some genuine people that just would be like, just wanting to, like, trying to brighten their day up. And the best way to brighten your day up is to smile and stop frowning about it. And yeah, your face may look like that. But sometimes you got to remember that you put off a vibe or energy that people can sometimes sense, you know, and people react. A lot of people react to that and try to do certain things to help.
Oh, other people. I mean, if a woman's a bitch, you can't hide the bitch face. That's the truth. You know, I mean, if she's going to look like a cunt on her social media, she's pretty much going to be a cunt. Let's be fucking honest about that. All right. But it goes back to the fact that I personally think guys, men, we're failing. We're failing as a gender. We're failing as our role in what a couple should be, okay? And we've gotten fucking lazy, all right? Men have always been creatures of instant gratification. And, you know, we are bred to believe that we go to work, we work hard, we look good, we attract a mate. That mate has a baby, and that's the end of what we do, okay? And sadly, it seems like we're regressing as technology advances. Okay, I remember. I hear stories of my mom and my dad. You know, I mean, their first date was at a church. You know, they were hooked up by my father's uncle. He saw my mom, said, you know what, I think my brother would like her. Boom, first date was at a church. They dated, courted for a year. You know, my dad didn't even try kissing her till the fourth or fifth date. That's what a gentleman and that's what dating is about. Now, like I said, guys swipe right when they think that this woman
they can hit
high.
It. Yeah.
Yep.
But that's the only reason why they're swiping right.
100%. Like, I've met I'm recently dating someone, and we possibly may have met on a dating site.
I look at it like this. If the only way a girl or a lady or whatever, a woman, should know if the guy is right for her is if he swiped right on you, but if you felt the need to swipe right on him.
100%. You will have that connection just by looking at that person.
Of course, you know, and you'll know, you know what I mean? Because majority of the guys, like you said, the guys are just going to straight up just be like, man, no, I just want to see, oh, she looks easy. Oh, I think I could hit that. I know I could hit that. Like, literally, if I was single, that's exactly how I would be acting, you know?
Of course. I mean, let's be honest. The girl that I'm seeing now, I swipe right because there was something different about her. I'm a picky motherfucker when it comes to dating. So when I saw her, I felt this connection automatically. Lo and behold, she felt it too, and boom, here we are. Okay? But at the same time, too, like I said, there's a lot of hurdles and a lot of obstacles in a relationship because guess what? Every other guy that might have swiped right before has left this bad connotation in her mouth about what men are after and what men really want. And the sad truth is that it leads the decent guys, and I'm not saying I'm good by any means, decent, we all have our flaws, but it leads decent guys with a lot more hurdles to run in the 100, you know, you got 20 hurdles in a regular 100-meter dash, you're going to have like 250 to run when someone has had to endure the new dating world that we're in.
Yep, it is. You're absolutely right. And the crazy thing about it is that the ones that really actually work for a long relationship where it's designed for that are the ones that you have to pay for, like eHarmony and Match.com and those those type of sites. You don't have to do anything but answer a question, and it does it for you.
But that goes back to the whole thing about being lazy. To me, the thrill is getting to know someone. The thrill is getting to find out. You know, here's the thing. It takes you a matter of seconds to meet someone, a matter of minutes to know if you're going to be attracted to them, but a lifetime to get to know them. Okay?
You know who are the best people in this day and age?
Mormons.
No. The people that can go to bars and talk to anybody and have fun with anybody and just straight up just have a regular conversation with people who they didn't come in the bar with. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like the bar is becoming more like the high school cafeteria. You know what I mean? You have your cliques that hang out in certain areas, and then you have another cliques that hang out in this area, and everybody's so divided. But the people who can break down those walls and start talking to anybody and basically have fun with anybody and bullshit, those are the people that are, like, genuinely good people that this world needs more of. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. But when was the last time you went into a bar and had a welcoming vibe from any group out there? You know,
that's what I'm saying, yeah.
In Los Angeles. Well, I understand the point that, like, the people who have fun are the ones that break down barriers. But the thing is that society has become a huge episode of 90210 where we all have our cliques, okay? The hipsters have their cliques. The goth kids have their cliques. The skaters, the surfers, they all have their cliques to the point where if a guy goes up to a group at a bar, automatically he's a douchebag because he's trying to pick up on a girl at a bar, okay? You know, the only way that even works nowadays is if, you know, you're with a group of friends, they're with a group of friends, a girl or two from your group of friends goes into the bathroom with a girl or two of their group of friends, and somehow, some way, they all come out best friends, and then the group becomes integrated. Okay, because going to a bar trying to strike up conversation, we have now programmed the next generation, the 20-somethings, to say, look, that doesn't happen. If you want to meet someone, seriously,
you
gotta
go
on Tinder.
Go on your phone. Yeah. Yeah.
Go on your phone.
Go on
and
your
meet somebody.
Phone.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then once you do meet them, stalk them. Figure out who they are on Facebook. Figure out who they are on
exactly.
Instagram. Make sure they're not taking a billion selfies with their real life girlfriend. Because
yep.
Sadly, just as easy
and
as
I
it has
blame,
made.
I blame Neve. Neve from Catfish.
Neve.
He's the
okay.
Main fucking guy who did this shit, man. And I
no,
mean,
you know
what, Neve don't get me wrong. I love that show. And you know, it's funny because Neve took his humiliation and his weird experience and made money, man. Made
okay.
Money off of that.
I
like,
agree
that
100%.
Is crazy. That is
crazy. And I was
crazy.
Talking about that particular story earlier on today, okay? Now, if you look at Catfish, you have these people who are probably a steady 6, maybe a 7 if they're lucky, okay? And they're getting catfished by these people who are maybe a solid 3, but they're selling themselves as a 10. What the fuck makes some fucking backwoods hillbilly motherfucker think that some hot blonde bombshell from L.A. thinks he's
hope,
the fucking
bro.
Bee's knees, okay?
It's all about hope.
And
it's all about hope.
You know, fuck, hope floats
attention.
So does shit sometimes, okay?
And, yeah.
Hope floats so does shit. It has
but
to
no,
be realistic.
The crazy part
life,
is that a lot of those guys who are doing the catfishing are fucking mentally unstable. Like, you
right.
Could, like, the stuff that they go through are, like, those are the type of people, and God forgive me, but those type of people that will shoot up a high school or,
well,
like
right.
You know what I'm saying?
You, what they need to do
if
is they
ever
got off
catfish.
A damn computer. Yeah, they need to combine catfish with either cops or that TV show Intervention. So someone can slap
well,
some
I
fucking
think,
sense into these
know what?
Guys.
I think that would be a dope Intervention. And catfish
right.
Would be a gas thing, but I think he did that. He's talking about. I know he was on TMZ. He was talking about this show that he was coming out with that I think allows people who are in situations to get help and stuff like that. So I think I'll be interested to see what that is. But yeah, catfish kind of ruined it for people. Not a lot of people know how to investigate, and I'm not saying
no.
It sounds fucked up because I'm not trying to like advocate for people who catfish. But what I'm talking
right.
About the people. You know, when they see somebody, they start doing all this investigation. They find out their whole jail record and all this other crazy shit before they even just talk to the person to say, "Hey,
that's my point." You need to get to know somebody nowadays before you can judge them. Let's be honest, okay? There's embarrassing pictures of us out there. There's embarrassing stories of us out there. There were moments of drunken debauchery that we all had that we wish we never fucking did. Okay, we all have. Our online persona, and we all have the person that we really truly are. And the person that we really truly are, we save for those who are special in our lives.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think that people have taken away from that because now we're being judged on, I mean, on the smallest, littlest of things, you know, that don't even have to do with, you know, who we are as a person. Okay.
Exactly.
Who we are as a person is not defined by the career choices we make who we are as a person may be influenced by the people in our lives do not truly define who we are as a person.
100%. Okay? But the problem is that nowadays perception is a motherfucker, man. And that is the main thing that you can use that as a weapon. You know what I mean? And that because now a lot of these people, now I'm not even just talking about models or, you know, or these tattoo people or whoever. A lot of these people are doing things, creating a persona to be what they can't or they feel like they can't be in person because it's safer. You know what I mean? So like you said, they're two different people. You know, like people around them who live with them and know them because they were young, they know they're real them. But online, they're a totally different person. And it's crazy how you don't realize it, that you're being it's like you're programmed to be that way. You know what I mean?
You are. And it's sad because here's the thing. We are now programmed to believe what social media tells us. Okay? We're programmed to believe that if it has wings and it fucking flies and it's a fucking duck, and that's the bottom line. Okay? But we have to remember, everybody who says that they're open and honest, especially if they say that on Facebook or Instagram or any of these social dating meeting apps, are never going to be 100% open. Okay? Because everybody has secrets. Everybody has faults. Everybody has parts of themselves that they save for those who are truly important. Okay? And I think that social media and dating apps lack. It is the humanity that it lacks. I mean, Tinder is the straight version of Grindr. Grindr is the gay app where basically a guy will put in there and say, hey, look, I'm at the Abbey here in West LA and I'm looking to get laid. And I'll be in the bathroom for the next 10 minutes. Whoever comes in to stall number 3, boom, there it is. Okay? Now you have Tinder where basically it shows you 4 or 5 pictures. It allows you to write 320 characters, and it tells you exactly how far in proximity you are to the person that you're swiping right on. So right now I can be in
That's
LA.
That's crazy.
And it's going to tell you that, hey, I'm 15 miles from you if you live in Santa Monica. But if I go to Las Vegas, it's going to tell you I'm 220 miles away from you. What should that matter? Okay? Tinder was made to be a hookup site. Tinder says, here's my face, here's my picture, I'm 2 miles from you, let's fuck.
It was designed exactly like Grindr, but for straight people.
Exactly.
And then did you know the crazy part about Tinder is that there's a teen section for kids, for people, kids who are under 18 years old?
That just made my stomach hurt.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that. I could have gone.
Yeah,
oh,
dude. There is.
You know, Butterscotch is 12 years old. How the fuck are you gonna tell me some shit like that right now?
I think if you're on Facebook and you're 13, I think it's 13 or something like that. You can get on Tinder from 13 to 18 years old, and you only see people who are in that age range. But
yeah, right.
Like,
and it's so difficult for
Facebook.
Some 50-year-old. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you're gonna be difficult
a Facebook
for some 50-year-old perv. Yeah.
That's crazy, though. That's the shit you got to think of as a parent.
You know,
and, like, it's crazy, man.
I think that has to do with a whole other story. I mean, let's get back to Tinder right now because I think I'm going to throw up in a minute. But, you know,
I didn't mean to
Tinder
drop that bomb,
made,
bro.
You fucked up my whole entire fucking perception right now.
I'm sorry,
Tinder
man. You're about to scream
as a hookup site. Let's be honest.
About to go in there.
People have embraced Tinder, and people have started using Tinder to meet other people. And that's great, and that's fine. But how much depth can you really get from there? Okay, I think that, like I said, it's a great tool for meeting people, especially for those who are busy working or single parents or whatever else. Fine, you can weed out the losers. But let's be honest, it's based off of attraction. Okay, could you imagine if these apps made it where you could not put a picture up? You couldn't put a picture up. It was basically you have to describe yourself and you have to say
what
whatever you want to say about yourself. Not even
dude,
my voice, but get this.
Billion-dollar idea, bro. Hold on.
No, fuck the voice.
We need to
because
do that. Let's make that app.
Listen to me. No, this is the app we got to make.
Your profile is your voice,
forget the voice. Because I've been on dates with girls who sound like fucking sex phone operators, and then you look at them, fucking Petunia Pig with not enough lipstick. Okay?
That's the point, bro. That's the point. That's what you're trying
no,
to say.
To
like, you don't put no pictures up, right?
No, but here, listen to this idea. So you take... You take a profile, you put in whatever you want to put in, but then everything else is filled out by your exes.
Yeah, perfect.
Everything
crazy.
About you
That's
is filled out
though.
By your exes.
Nah,
I mean,
man.
Obviously, you got to prove it.
Ain't gonna
Don't
work.
Get me wrong. Oh, that would be fucking beautiful.
Oh,
Let's
we got
a
caller. We got a caller. Hold on. Let's All see right. who we let's
That
see.
Would be beautiful.
Alrighty.
Right, Mikey?
That would work. I'm down for that. They can say whatever they want about me.
All right, caller, you're on the line 8884.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Hey, what's up? So,
what's your name?
Yeah,
where are you calling from?
Hi there. My name is Devin, and I'm calling from Vegas.
Devin!
Oh,
okay.
Hey, what up?
Hey, girl, what's going on?
So the app with no pictures, no. Just no. That's not going to work. It's a horrible
you do that?
That is not a,
it's horrible.
Not a million-dollar idea.
No, it is, man. No pictures. You just you explain
nope.
in your own voice what you are about. You got like 30 seconds to explain yourself
nope.
to the next
nope.
person. I'm
nope.
telling you, man.
Nope.
That's how you fight
because
shit
that's
out
how
of
you
them.
Get attracted to people by what
it's
they look
the
like.
Game.
That's their initial
it's the dating game.
Thing.
The,
nope.
You,
don't want to do
you
that.
Never seen that show
because
from back in the day?
I meet up with them and they're a troll and I'm pissed off.
But you never
so
seen that show, the dating game, from
oh,
back
I
in the day?
That
yeah, exactly. They went off
the
about their voice.
Pick people who are halfway decent looking. Like there's
oh.
no filter on that.
So that
that's
means you
true.
Got somebody
that's
else.
True.
That means you got somebody else who is
what?
Making it seem like what you might want, what you might like. So somebody else
it's
is picking
true.
Up
like,
guys.
Personality either. Wise, I get it. Like I've been on many dating profiles and I try to be very complete about who I am and what I'm looking for. Guys don't look at that; they just look at the pictures. And so I get the concept of this. I understand it. However, we're a visual society. Like, you don't, you know, just because you have a great personality, if there's no physical attraction there, then you're done.
I feel you. I understand. I understand what you're saying. I just think it'd be interesting to see a connection that was just made like that, you know?
No, it would be interesting.
It's like, see, let me explain why I feel that way. See, me and my wife's story, we met online, right? And we met on a site called Mi Gente. It's like a Latino. It's like a it's like Black
like
Planet.
Black people meet, but
yeah,
yeah,
it's like Black Planet,
gotcha.
But for Hispanic, you know. So
gotcha.
I saw her profile and I was like, I don't know. I don't think I first I was being honest with myself and was like, I don't think she would talk to me. I'm not even gonna send no message. But the way the site works is if you look at somebody's profile, they pop up in your look who viewed your profile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's some MySpace shit right there.
Yeah, so I get a message from her, and she like wants to talk to me. So I was like, oh shit, like this is crazy. But it was just based off of that one picture, and we didn't meet for 3 months. We just talked on the phone. That's all we did. We rarely video chat. It took me like at least a month and a half to get her to video chat with me. And it literally was just straight up the phone, just on our voice. And that when we met, it was like instant. It was like instant connection because we spoke on the phone for so long.
No,
you know
I
didn't
get it.
How long was it, Manny, before you sent her a dick pic?
I don't remember, dude. To be honest with you.
I had to ask.
I don't know. At that age.
That's the new handshake. That's the new handshake.
Well, it is. Well, at that age, I was in that single mode. I just got off of a long relationship. So I was like, man, I was doing stupid shit, you know? So I don't know. It could have probably been like a day. But I don't know.
Just while we're on that topic.
Sure, go ahead.
Unsolicited dick pics, don't do it. If the girl hints around, or at least, you know, gets
well, even
more
then, you
got to
be careful.
But just out of the blue, dick pic, no. Don't.
Make sure you Photoshop
your
face out of it. Because it doesn't make any sense for you to do a dick pic with your face in it. What the hell is wrong with you?
Unless you're Puerto Rican Filipino and you're very proud of it. I'm just saying.
What?
Unless you're a Puerto Rican Filipino and you're very proud of it, then shoot that shit all over the
place. Look,
I'm just
all
saying.
I'm saying is,
no, I'm kidding.
You
gotta
be careful.
I have never because
women are worse than men.
A penis picture to
never?
A female. No, no, no.
Fuck
to a female that I haven't been in a serious relationship with.
Really?
I don't, okay. Yeah. No, no.
I don't
serious relationships
you.
Only. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, hey, look. Let's be honest.
I don't
gonna,
believe
you. No, what?
Hold on.
No,
hold
yeah,
on.
I don't believe that either.
I got to hit you with this.
If I have not been in a serious relationship, there's no point to send the dick pic. At that point, I'm sending it to be like, hey, look, you know, it misses you. It's saying hi. It's winking at you.
I getting dick pics so I know what I'm getting into, but don't send them just like randomly.
No, don't send them
random.
I don't feel like hi.
I'm not going to go on a first date and then at the end of the first date be like, oh, this
no,
is what you could have.
Please don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no,
that.
That's not going to happen.
Hey,
yeah, don't,
you'd
don't
be surprised, man. You don't know. That first date could be some pretty hot and heavy. You know?
So, Devin, what has been your experience with dating apps?
My experience with dating apps, I've been on Tinder. That was not my cup of tea because, you get a little blur to write some stuff, but even if you put in big, bold letters, like, I am not looking for a fuck buddy. I'm not going to meet you from out of town. Don't send me dick pics. You guys don't read that.
The truthful.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you with the truthful, too.
Hello? Oh, there
it
goes.
Hello?
Shit. Okay.
Hello?
Kind of went dead there, Manny. There we go. All right.
Oh,
I think we're all
can you hear me
on.
Now?
Yes, sir.
That is telling, what that's telling guys is I want you to try and see if you can change my thought on being a hooker.
Oh.
That's exactly
yeah.
what I'm telling
you.
Don't ever
put
that.
I disagree with that one, dude.
Yeah. Okay. I can see the logic in that.
Why
I didn't think Tinder was a good time waster for like if you're sitting in the doctor's waiting room or you're waiting for an appointment or something and you just have nothing better to do, just swiping around. That was what
you
Tinder
know that
was.
Feeling. You know that feeling that women get that they could change a man who's an asshole and to things that they thought of in a
yeah. I suppose I know that feeling.
A feeling, guys. Yeah.
Right.
And they see that, oh, I'm not a fuck buddy, or don't, you're not going to get a one night stand with me. Because majority of the women that say that shit are fucking lying.
Majority. I think that it goes both ways, Manny. I think that the majority of the guys who say that they're looking for a serious relationship are lying.
Of course.
I think it's one of those half a dozen to one or six to the other. I mean, I agree with your point, but as a woman, why shouldn't Devin have the option to say, look, I'm not looking for dick pics. I'm not looking to hook up. This is what I want. If you can't, then move the fuck on. But
yeah,
once again,
wrong. I didn't say that. I didn't
no,
say
no,
that
no,
you
no.
didn't have the right to do
no,
that.
No, no, I'm saying.
All
what
I'm saying
is
what
that
is communicating.
Right. Well, it's not what's communicated. It's how it's perceived by the men. And
correct.
That's my point. Men have become lazy. Men don't want the challenge of getting to know someone and earning their heart. They want the challenge of being able to bang someone who seems unobtainable.
Of course,
yes.
And that's something.
I agree with
that's
that.
What
you know what I'm saying? Because
don't.
Society, like I said, is failing. We're failing ourselves, and we have nobody to blame but ourselves.
And that's
when
what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah, but,
by them saying, no, I can't, I don't want this, or I don't want that, you're telling a guy, go ahead and try it and see if you,
no,
if,
no,
you
but
know,
that, see,
challenge.
The way you're stating it is what I'm having the issue with. You're saying that by her putting it out there, she's telling the guys, try harder. What she's saying is the truth. The guys are perceiving
yes.
it as a challenge.
Right.
That's what I'm
yes.
having the issue with.
I
you're
agree
saying,
with that.
You're saying basically, it's like saying, okay, she was wearing that short skirt to the party and she had too much to drink, so she deserved to get gang raped. It's
no,
the same shit. You
I'm
can't
saying.
Say that.
No,
no
you that's
are.
Not what I'm saying.
You're saying
no,
that
what
she
I'm
puts
saying.
It out there. Saying that by her saying that, it's telling these guys, try harder. That's what you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, saying like, you don't really mean no. You really
exactly.
mean yes. And I'm
exactly.
going to try it until you. I get you to say
exactly.
yes.
Correct. That's what they're perceiving it as
that's
what you're telling
right.
me.
That's
right.
pretty
exactly.
close to that rape scenario, though.
But no, that's not what I was
saying. No means no. If I said no,
of course,
I said no.
100%. 100%.
But even on the dating app, if I say no, I do not want to be your fuck buddy. And you
100%.
Say, actually, yes, I think you do. I'm going to try it.
That's why a lot of those people
so
who
what's
put
the alternative? That, what's a better strategy?
A better strategy.
I lost you.
Couple of rounds.
Yeah, I lost. There you go. You see, you broke up again.
Yeah.
Better strategy than what?
It must be the train. Explain.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Okay. What I'm saying is...
Oh, there you go again. Oh, you're
man.
Fucking up. Here we go.
See, he doesn't want me to know the strategy.
Yeah.
The truth is elusive. The truth is elusive.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. You explain how you are, you know? Explain the type of person you are, like what you adventurous, you want to...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh,
so
you're
bad.
Killing it. You're killing it. You're killing,
killing
it.
Killing
it
right now?
Oh, God. Oh, it's horrible. Mikey, are you there?
I'm here.
I hear you guys.
We can hear you. Oh, there you go. You're back again.
What the hell?
You're just... Oh, dude. The Tinder gods are fucking with us right now. There's someone from Tinder Corporate who's
they
trying to cut
this
show down right now.
They
yeah,
don't
they
want
don't.
Me to know. They don't want us to be dating.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, this is like Big Tobacco and the Squash Little Tobacco. This is not okay. Like, yeah, dude, I don't know what's going on with the connection. But
yeah, that's not Verizon he uses.
No.
Hold on, let me see something.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you.
Kid. Open it up.
Are you guys there? Manny,
yeah, we can
hear.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Can
okay, so.
Anybody hear me? Can anybody hear Manny?
Yeah, we can hear you
yeah.
now, but
now,
you're
right
killing
now
me,
I
though.
Can.
This
okay,
is like the number one rule being broken. Dead air on
I don't understand
radio.
What the fuck is going on right now. This just doesn't make any sense. All right, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. All right, Manny. I'm just going to keep talking. Mikey, have you ever been on a dating app?
No. I don't do that shit.
Okay. You know what? I saw...
This is pissing me
your,
off.
I saw your...
I don't need to,
oh,
I don't need
like,
to do that shit, no.
You're a classy gentleman, Mikey. That's the difference. See, the world needs more people like you. Someone who values good old-fashioned dating morals. Okay?
Yep. It's true.
And but here's the thing. Let's be honest. How many women can you say truly have appreciated that part of you?
One, maybe.
Okay.
Two of
right.
them lucky.
And why do you think the others that you've come into contact with or lack of contact with haven't been able to open up and appreciate that part?
I don't know, man. It's fucking stupid.
Lord.
Not all
by
of
the
them.
Way, Mikey,
just the ones
what?
I, just the girls I know, man.
What's
the city chicks I know. I got bad judgment in people, I guess.
All right, let me ask you a question. Mikey, please, you know I love you. You know, we've been traveling for years, right? Now, you got the Matt Damon Ben Affleck accent down. And Manny, we just heard the fuck part. But you got the look. Now, if you looked like one of them and still had the same heart and soul that you have now, do you think it'd be easier for you to find a woman? And you know I mean this with all respect. You know that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, when I was younger, I kind of did look like one of them dudes. I'm a fucking Irish kid from Massachusetts. You know, I know the Wahlbergs, and we all kind of hung out together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I was younger, I would say I had it a lot easier. As I'm aging, it's definitely harder. You know?
And I think it goes back to the fact that society is failing ourselves. And Devin, you even kind of said it yourself. It's based off of a visual society nowadays. Dating apps and everything is based off of a visual gratification to a potential mate.
Well, it's a visual. Yeah, we've always been a visual society, but this one, it dating apps and things like that amplifies it because now you're bombarded with, and social media in general, you're bombarded with visual images that you wouldn't have necessarily got years ago. So now, you know, you go on Instagram, you go on Facebook, you go on Tinder, you go on OkCupid. You can just literally just scroll through pictures of people and decide, like, oh, that person looks appealing, that person looks appealing. And before, you know, you wouldn't have that kind of access. You'd have to just, you know, go to a bar and meet somebody and see if you like them there, or go to the grocery store, see if, you know, you came across somebody who...
Manny, we can hear you dialing at that, too.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Teacher, oh, there he is. Calling into his own show.
What the fuck, man? I can't even call to my own show. That's the fucking stupid part. I think it's the drink. It's I live by. I think the fucking their radio signal's messing up with mine. Anyways, okay. So, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. What was the last thing you guys heard of my explanation of how I feel?
We honestly barely heard any of it.
Not
much.
You were supposed to tell me what the better strategy was. I'm still waiting for that. Instead of saying I'm not looking for a fuck buddy, I should say something else.
He's still mad shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Anytime he tries to talk about it,
they don't want us to know.
That's Tinder. That's that corporate shit.
They don't understand this
Tinder,
shit.
They do not want us to know what's better.
I swear, this is not stage. This is not stage. I promise you. You know what?
If you don't want me to know, if it's a little secret.
You know what? I'm gonna go on Facebook Live right now. Because obviously I can't fucking talk about this shit on the radio. So I'm going to talk about this shit. Let me explain, damn it. Okay.
All right. Hey, Devin, what do you think life with?
Here we go. All right, here we go. Wait, I'm gonna try to explain it on Facebook so you can hear. All right, here. So whoever's listening to my radio show right now, I can't explain the perfect strategy for some damn reason on the fucking radio because I keep going in and out. So I'm going to explain it on my Facebook Live. The perfect strategy is to explain the type of things you like to do with your life. Explain the type of person that you are looking for, and that's it. Don't tell somebody to not do something because it makes people want to do it, you know? And it's
men are children.
And it's wrong. And it's wrong. 100%. It's wrong. It's wrong 100% for you to assume that somebody means the opposite because that's not it's just wrong. You don't think like that. You know, it's like they were saying earlier about the rape and about, you know, somebody's wearing a mini skirt or whatever.
Please listen to the show first before jumping.
You know what I'm
about
saying
rape.
About being and shit. I'm saying about
No. And
I'm not drunk.
You know, I was doing that before. Like when I first started, I didn't put anything about I'm not looking for this or please don't approach me this way. Like it was exactly how you said. And you know, like 8 out of 10 messages would be like, "Want to fuck?" And I'm like, "Who the fuck are you?" I don't. I had to start putting like, please don't approach me this way because it was getting really irritating.
Okay, well, let me ask you, did it stop after you wrote that?
It didn't stop, but it did decrease. It helped. It helped.
It did help. Okay,
it did help. And then, and also it gave me a kind of a thing when people did approach that way, I'd be like, oh, you obviously didn't read my profile. So delete. Or, you know, I could say something smart ass about it. Be like, if you refer to section 3 of paragraph 2, I've already talked about this. People can't say, well, I didn't know you didn't want them to have anything like that. Yeah, you did.
Well, why should that even be something to think about? When you say, oh, well, you didn't tell me. You should automatically just not assume that somebody wants to fuck because you're swiping right on them.
Agree. You should, but a lot of guys, they see you on a dating site and assume like, oh well, you're just looking to bang, especially Tinder. You know, I didn't realize when I got on Tinder that Tinder was known for like it's a hookup site.
Right.
Well, I mean,
which is why I didn't stay on Tinder very long.
There's been some success stories, you know.
Yeah,
apparently, people are pissed off.
I met a couple of very nice guys on Tinder, so I'm not saying it's all bad. But I think that, you know,
what happened?
As a whole, it's known as a hookup kind of.
What happened with those nice guys? Why are you no longer talking to them?
One moved away, and we still talk. Aww. We're still good friends.
Oh.
Another also moved. Well, didn't move, but he travels a whole lot, so we just didn't have a chance for anything to grow. And the third one, we still like communicate. We just didn't have like a love connection type stuff. It became more of a friendship thing. So, like, the things that happened that were positive weren't necessarily love, you know, we're getting married, but they weren't bad things, and they weren't bad guys.
So, Devin, do you have any recommendations or advice for guys out there who are on dating sites? Like, what is the proper way to come out of at a female nowadays on any kind of dating site or social media site?
You shouldn't even say come at. Don't say come at. You say
approach.
Because when you come at,
no, I'm walking. Look. I'm walking to the hood right now, so I gotta get.
How is the appropriate way for a male?
What is the appropriate way? Yes. All right. So
approach a female like Trey.
How should we woo you?
To read whatever she has written there first. First suggestion.
Okay.
Don't just look at the pictures. Read what she has written, and when you send a first message, refer to something in there to let her know that you read it. Oh, hey, I see that you like Star Wars. Have you seen the new one yet? What did you think of it? So ask the question.
That shit don't work.
Well, it works if she's attracted to you. If she's not attracted to you, it's not going to work. So
exactly.
If she sees your picture and thinks you look like a bugaboo, she's not going to respond. But if she sees your picture and it's like, oh, he's kind of cute, and he asked me something about my profile, she's going to respond.
Okay, why not just be able to have a simple conversation with somebody about something
you
that you both are, and are that you both
like,
are likeable? If two people like Star Wars, then just talk about Star Wars. Why does he have
talk
to be attractive?
Star Wars. Yes.
Why does he have to be attracted to
that,
a cute white bread, though?
Because she likes Star Wars
and you like Star Wars, talk about Star Wars.
But I think what Devin's trying to say is there has to be an initial attraction to begin with.
I know. Yeah. What I'm saying is, why, though? If someone messaged you and said, not Tinder, because you have to swipe right.
I'm not meaning to think about Tinder.
Let's just say Facebook.
Why not just have a simple conversation with the person, even if you're not attracted to them, about fucking Star Wars and just create a friendship?
Facebook's a little different.
Why does everything
have to be
a relationship that you want to be with that person romantically?
No. Facebook's different because Facebook's not a dating site. You know, people talk on Facebook for a lot of other reasons. They talk
I don't know,
about
man.
Business,
Facebook has a pretty dark,
you,
dark
I mean,
side.
I've dated somebody through Facebook, but it's not. It hasn't been like a dating site type thing. Like Facebook you use for a lot of other things. And you usually have mutual connections and things like that. So
yeah.
I'm going to put Facebook in a separate category.
All right.
If you're on FunnyFish, if you're on OkCupid, if you're on Match, if you're on eHarmony, you are there for a purpose. You are there to date. You are there to meet people to go out with. Facebook, you could be there for a million other reasons.
What advice would you give females, advice from a female to females as far as dating apps and dating sites, Devin?
For females, I would say don't put your most skimpy, scantily clad, scottish
picture. Oh, yes. 100%.
Like, if you don't want guys to approach you in a way that, in the hookup kind of way, then you might not want to present yourself in the hookup
kind of way.
You
know what's fucked up? Because if I would have said that, I would have been, we would be back to that same conversation. Why are you assuming? Blah, blah, blah. But because a woman says that, it's okay.
I'm going to keep it real as a woman. Like, if you have your ass in the air and you're wearing a thong and some pasties, you will probably get guys with the, hey, when are we hooking up approach.
And you see, and this is coming from a woman. Nobody's assuming this.
Yeah.
This is literally what.
No, this is being dead honest. While it shouldn't matter and while guys should not do that,
100%.
You present yourself a certain way, you're going to attract a certain type of response.
100%.
It's like when you smell cookies in the air and you want to eat some cookies. Like, is that, it's equivalent.
Cookies and nookies.
Cookies
and nookies. Equated cookies and nookies. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's a piece of advice number one for women.
It's so depressing, you know. You're 100% right, because that's what the minute a guy sees that, they're like, oh, shit, it's a wrap. Your whole, I want my, love me for who I am or have some respect for me, it's out the fucking window.
It's done. I agree.
It goes back to the fact that a gentleman is a dying breed nowadays. It's the sad truth that being a gentleman is overlooked and overrated. And why?
Like, it's been that way before the internet.
the majority. No, I don't think so at all, because here's the thing. Before the internet, you had to rely on the majority of who you were as a person, okay? You look back at the 80s. You know, here's the thing. You look back at the 80s, even the people that were on TV that people used to glorify as being attractive were not attractive. David Hasselhoff is not a fucking attractive man. Tom Selleck without the mustache is not a fucking attractive man. But those motherfuckers were on TV, and those are the people that we idolize as being fucking attractive. The whole cast and crew of fucking the A-Team were not fucking that attractive. if they were around today, they would not be getting any pussy. So let's be honest about that. Back then, you did have to rely on wooing and courting a woman. You had
but
to rely on your personality.
Your personality. I think the wooing part and courting a woman, it changed immensely in the 80s and the 90s. Like, it was no longer you know, like in the 60s, you went and took her to get something to eat. You got to sit down, share a milkshake, do all the other stuff. You had conversation and all that. In the 80s and 90s, you went to a party, you saw them, you kind of danced with somebody, you did your little thing, and that was it. And you went and you either hooked up or, you know, you walked her home and tried to hook up, or if it didn't work, you see her the next day, like,
right,
depending on the situation. But I feel like that's when that gentleman died.
I agree with you. Social media and television is a prime example. Look back at the real world, and when they used to have real life people on there, okay, that was early 90s when they had people that looked like, you know, normal everyday people. Now, to guys, dating and courting a woman means going to the gym 2 hours a day, every fucking day, making sure that his smile is bleached white and that he's manscaped for her, you know, because when she has the honor of going down on him, you know, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what dating nowadays has come down to. And it's the sad truth.
That is a scary world.
It is a sad truth. And when you come across a guy who, like, puts effort into, like, planning a date and taking you and being, you know, pulling out your chair, opening the door, you're like, oh my gosh, wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, but see, that just elevates
the exception to the rule.
That elevates the asshole's game, because a lot of, you know, guys can play that game just to hit it and that's it. See you later.
It's true. Well,
that shit happens all the
fucking
time. It's
for the challenge, which makes it even sadder, because you're like, oh, I thought he was so nice. He was so gentlemanly.
Yep.
And he was really just an asshole trying to get in my pants.
Pretty much.
Yep. And then that woman is born for life.
We're running out of minutes, so let me just say this. I think that we have failed ourselves in the world that we are today. We have decided that visually appealing people are more important than someone who is going to be there 60 years from now. Perception, we put too much weight on what other people think. We put too much weight on what social media says. You know, me as Jameson is not me as the person that I am when I'm not Jameson, okay? But people will always perceive Jameson as a certain way. People will always think of Jameson a certain way. That's fine. I've done it to myself. I got that. But we need to accept the fact that we cannot hold others to a certain standard that is impossible to live up to, okay? We can't hold people accountable for the past relationships that we've had, and we can't think that going online and swiping right on 100 different people and deciding, like a cattle call, which lamb we're going to send to the slaughter is okay. We have to go back to the roots and the fundamentality of what dating was originally about. If you want to fuck, go out and fuck. Do what you want to do. Don't lie about it. Be honest. Be open. Stop trying to play the women. Stop trying to play the fucking role of a gentleman just to get pussy and then bounce the next day. And women, you know what? Stop looking at guys and thinking that, oh my God, he's hot as fuck. That's who all my friends are going to be jealous about when I take him to parties and shit like that. Look at him and say, is that guy going to lay next to me while my hip is fucking broken when I'm 78 years old and still look at me and want me just as much as he did the first night we fucking kissed? That's what
100%.
People need to accept. And that's all I have to say about that.
I feel like people, like, in order for you to even get that, you have to start thinking in that type of way. You have to think in the longevity of it, you know, being like committing to something for so many years and be ready to actually do that. You know, and I feel like into today's society, even with the young kids today, like, they don't see any of that shit until they're like 30 something. you know? They live in their 20s, and when you get to, like, 32, 33, it's like when you're like, okay, who am I going to spend my last 30 or 40 years with? You know what I mean? And that's when that's when that shape tech starts kicking in. And you have to, like, I'm not saying that these sites don't work. I'm not saying that they, you know, what this podcast basically is just explaining the stuff that happens and the stuff that you have to you have to weed through in order to really, if you really want to find somebody on that site, you have to go through this, like, journey.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of it. And the journey is to help you grow as an individual to be ready for that other person to be in your life for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? And you don't notice that until you get that. And then you look back and you're like, man, I was fucking stupid, you know? And that's the whole process. That's the beauty of it all. You know, and once you're ready for that journey, it'll happen. It's like I always say, like, love is like a lost remote. Once you stop looking for it, you'll find it, and you'll have control of your life.
Seriously. I love it, Manny. I love it. Always.
Thank you for calling in, Devin. You are a great addition to today's show. You too, Mikey.
Oh, thanks. Well, hopefully I'll be able to tune in again and jump in on your program. It was lots of fun.
Oh, any time you want. I have no problem with that.
I think Devin should pick the topic for next week. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I think you should. I think you and I should talk, Devin, and we'll pick a topic that you can weigh in on.
All right. Well, hit me
for
up.
Sure.
Let's
have that conference call. Let's have that conference call. That'd be awesome.
Mikey, are you still there? Did Mikey leave? Oh, Mikey.
Mikey was like, I'm done here.
We love you, Mikey.
They probably lost
thank
connection
always,
or something.
Thank you for always
thanks,
supporting
Mikey.
Us.
Yeah, thanks everybody who listened to the show tonight. And those of you who are on my Facebook watching the video and, you know, tuning in and stuff. We'll see you next Tuesday, same time, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. Thanks again, guys. I think this was a really good show, despite the cutting in and out of my microphone for some fucking reason. Other than that,
once we stopped talking about Tinder, it went away. So I'm just saying.
And conspiracies, man. Oh God. All right, you guys have a good night.
All right, good night,
peace.
Guys.